In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, there's many things to be thankful for today. There's many things to be open to God doing for us now to help us open our hearts and live more like Jesus. Help us think about how you have loved us and how we have loved you today. Help us recognize how I have loved you in specific ways. Give me the grace to know you better, to trust in you better. There's a very good video, and it has to do with our prayer for the community of the Catholic Church to be able to help people who are struggling with suicidal thoughts and tendencies. So that's the Pope's monthly intention. I would show it to you, but I don't think it's compatible with this particular form of audio recording technology. But we're going to pray for that now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Father, help us to be able to be there for those who are struggling with the desire to commit suicide. Help them find again the life that brings them happiness, that brings them a sense of purpose, that brings them mindfulness of how much has gone right. We ask for this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And it's hard to believe we're almost to that great memorial of Christ's passion that is Friday, a time for me to try to do repentance and contrition and penitential acts and prayers for all the sins that I've committed during this week, or the sins that I failed to do too. So here we go. We're going to celebrate the office of the dead, but we're going to use the prayers and psalms for the day that we are on in ordinary time, which I think is actually really cool. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. I have made you the light of all nations to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. Psalm 72. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coast shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Powerful Lord Jesus, hear our prayers and our praises for your great goodness, your great kindness, and your great faithfulness in fighting for the poor. You are powerful, and you have won the victory on the cross. Grant help to those that I need to pray for most, beginning with family members and those I'm obligated to pray for, working my way outward. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I have made you the light of all nations, to carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love, O Virgin Mary, over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord will save the children of the poor and rescue them from slavery. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live, may the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be forever blessed and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, raise up the lowly, scatter the power of the oppressors, teach us to be with you, and to be thankful for all that you give us, even if we remain poor in many ways. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord will save the children of the poor and rescue them from slavery. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, in honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, from God the Holy Spirit, grant us the grace that we need to overcome our difficulties. Bring these people that I have in mind back to the faith, back to the church too. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now the victorious reign of our God has begun. From the first book of Maccabees, a reading from the first book of Maccabees, the purification and dedication of the temple. Judas and his brothers said, "Now that our enemies have been crushed, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and to rededicate it." So the whole army assembled and went up to Mount Zion. They found the sanctuary desolate, the altar desecrated, the gates burnt, weeds growing in the courts as in a forest or on some mountain, and the priests' chambers demolished. Then they tore their clothes and made great lamentation. They sprinkled their heads with ashes and fell with their faces to the ground. And when the signal was given with trumpets, they cried out to heaven. Judas appointed men to attack those in the citadel while he purified the sanctuary. He chose blameless priests devoted to the law. These purified the sanctuary and carried away the stones of the abomination to an unclean place. They deliberated what ought to be done with the altar of holocausts that had been desecrated. The happy thought came to them to tear it down, lest it be a lasting shame to them that the Gentiles had defiled it. So they tore down the altar. They stored the stones in a suitable place on the temple hill until a prophet should come and decide what to do with them. Then they took uncut stones according to the law and built a new altar like the former one. They also repaired the sanctuary and the interior of the temple and purified the courts. They made new sacred vessels and brought the lampstand, the altar of incense, and the table into the temple. Then they burned incense on the altar and lighted the lamps on the lampstand, and these illuminated the temple. They also put loaves on the table and hung up the curtains. Thus they finished all the work they had undertaken. Early in the morning, on the 25th day of the 9th month, that is the month of Chisavil, in the year 148, they arose and offered sacrifice according to the law on the new altar of holocausts that they had made. On the anniversary of the day on which the Gentiles had defiled it, on that very day it was reconsecrated with songs, harps, flutes, and cymbals. All the people prostrated themselves and adored and praised heaven, who had given them success. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar and joyfully offered holocausts and sacrifices of deliverance and praise. They ornamented the facade of the temple with gold crowns and shields. They repaired the gates and the priests' chambers and furnished them with doors. There was a great joy among the people now that the disgrace of the Gentiles was removed. Then Judas and his brothers and the entire congregation of Israel decreed that the days of the dedication of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness on the anniversary every year after 8 days, from the 25th day of the month of Chisavil. Responsory prayer. They dedicated the facade of the temple with golden crowns. They dedicated the altar to the Lord, and there was great joy among the people. They blessed the Lord with hymns and thanksgiving, and there was great joy among the people. Second reading from a catechetical instruction by St. Cyril of Jerusalem. On the Creed, in learning and professing the faith, you must accept and retain only the Church's present tradition, confirmed as it is by the Scriptures, although not everyone is able to read the Scriptures, some because they have never learned to read, others because their daily activities keep them from such study. Still, so that their souls may not be lost through ignorance, we have gathered together the whole of the faith in a few concise articles. Now I order you to retain this creed for your nourishment throughout life and never to accept any alternative. Not even if I myself were to change and say something contrary to what I am now teaching, not even if some angel of contradiction, changed into an angel of light, tried to lead you astray. For even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which you have now received, let him be accursed in your sight. So for the present, be content to listen to the simple words of the Creed and to memorize them. At some suitable time, you can find the proof of each article in the Scriptures. This summary of the faith was not composed at man's whim. The most important sections were chosen from the whole Scripture to constitute and complete a comprehensive statement of the faith. Just as the mustard seed contains in a small grain many branches, so this brief statement of the faith keeps in its heart, as it were, all the religious truth to be found in the Old and New Testament alike. That is why, brothers, you must consider and preserve the traditions you are now receiving. Inscribe them across your heart. Observe them scrupulously, so that no enemy may rob you in an idle and heedless moment. Let no heretic deprive you of what you have been given. Faith is rather like depositing in the bank the money entrusted to you, and God will surely demand an account of what you have deposited. In the words of the Apostle, I charge you before the God who gives life to all things, and before Christ who bore witness under Pontius Pilate, in a splendid declaration, to keep unblemished this faith you have received until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have now been given life's great treasure. When he comes, the Lord will ask you, will ask for what he has entrusted to you. At the appointed time, he will reveal himself, for he is the blessed and sole ruler, King of kings, Lord of lords. He alone is immortal, dwelling in unapproachable light. No man has seen or ever can see him. To him be glory, honor, and power, forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. The just man will live by faith, but if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. We are not people who draw back and are lost. We live by faith, that we might be saved. The unbeliever has no integrity. We are not a people who draw back and are lost. We live by faith, that we might be saved. And now we go back to our comment of the Office of the Dead for the evening prayers. All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We are so lucky to have such a loving Father. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. Rick my little blue ribbon go? See, David, always so unprepared. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to you, O Father, most holy. Glory to your only begotten Son. Glory to the Spirit of sanctification and life. Glory now and forever and unto ages of ages. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory. And we say, Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend from the dead, raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserved punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May we receive faith in the resurrection and in the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, hear our prayers. By raising your Son from the dead, you have given us faith. Strengthen our hope that our brothers and sisters will share in his resurrection finally, and are in his heavenly home after the place of purification. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.